In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we hear the word talent in English, we think of gifts that people are born with. But this is a meaning that actually is derived from the parable. The original meaning of talent is what is being used in the parable, which is that it's a weight of either gold or silver. And there were different ways that that was done at different times. But to make a long story short, even if it was on the low end of the spectrum and it was a silver talent, we're talking about something that would have been, it would have taken a working man many years to have earned that amount of money. And so the point of the parable is that these things that are given to these servants are things of great value. The parable is about the kingdom of God. Christ is the master who has established his church and then ascended into heaven. And so he's gone on a long journey, as the parable says. Christ established various offices in the church which function differently and have different responsibilities. But the basic point of this parable is that we are all responsible to God, and we are going to all be held accountable to do something with what we have received. The more we have been given, the more we're going to be responsible. But all of us have been given certain basic things. If you're a baptized Orthodox Christian, you've received the grace of baptism. You all have access to the sacraments of the church. We have the Eucharist especially, which is the body and blood of Christ. We have the scriptures. We have all the commandments. We have the traditions of the church. All these things are available to us because of what Christ did for us on the cross. Not all of us are going to become great saints that are going to have icons painted of us and our names on the calendar, though we should strive to become great saints whether we have an icon or not. But what do we need to do at a minimum as Orthodox Christians? Well, in the parable, the servant that was given only one talent was not faulted because he had not made five talents out of one. He wasn't even faulted that he did not double his money as did the other two. What his master said was, "Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the bankers," or to the exchangers, is the way the King James put it, "and then at my coming I should have received mine own with interest." What does this mean? Well, the fathers tell us that it means that we as faithful servants of Christ are supposed to take what we have received as Christians and put these things to work by living our lives according to the gospel. So basically, we receive the talent when we have these things given to us, but we put them to work and we gain interest when we actually practice the things that we're supposed to as Christians. So on the day of judgment, we have to be able to show that we did not simply receive these things and hid them in the earth, but that we've lived the life of a Christian powered by what we have received and have borne fruit as a result. And this doesn't mean that we have to do spectacular things. You can bear fruit as a Christian if you just simply are a good father, a good husband, a good wife, a good mother. You're a good friend. You're a good child to your parents. And you do Christian kind of things throughout your day. And when you're faced with temptations to act in non-Christian ways, you choose to not do those un-Christian kinds of things. If you do those things, you're bearing at least some fruit that on the day of judgment you'll be able to show that you were not an unprofitable servant, that you actually did something with what was given to you. So we have to ask ourselves, what do we have to show in return for the investment that Christ has made in us? And this is one of the reasons why going to confession on a regular basis is so crucial, because it's easy as a Christian that gets caught up with all the cares that we have in the world and all the distractions that we have, especially today, to get into a spiritual rut and not really focus on the fact that we're not doing what we need to be doing as Christians. But when you go to confession, what happens is you sort of have to take a look in the spiritual mirror and assess, where are you and what are you not doing? What are you doing that you shouldn't be doing, but what are you not doing that you should be doing? And if you avail yourself to the sacrament of confession and receive the grace of the forgiveness of the church and worthily receive the Eucharist, you can have a new opportunity to begin anew and strive to live the Christian life. But what we have to keep in mind is the day will come when we're going to have to give a final account to God, and there won't be any second chances for us to amend our lives. So we have to take seriously the meaning of this parable and what St. Paul says in his epistle that we read this morning: I beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Amen.